dragging us blindly.
Okay.
It'll get it right.
Oh yeah, it's very sensitive.
Okay. When we got back from Mexico, Damon started going to a chiropractor here. He knew of an alternative cancer therapy treatment center in downtown Houston we had never heard about. It was when we were studying for Invita, we never found him. But we were on Gerson, so we just decided to do that. But after we decided to go off of Gerson, I started thinking maybe I need some extra treatments like high-dose vitamin C once a week or something like that. So Damon contacted the chiropractor. He gave us the reference to the Dr. Alabone in the clinic downtown Houston. And he said, oh, no, I've got all kinds of things for you. And then my abdomen started filling with fluid. He said, okay, we've got to get this taken care of. So go to an imaging center right now and get a CAT scan. So we went. The radiologist that did the report on the CAT scan wrote there were moderate amounts of fluid in my abdomen. That was the written report. We took it back to Dr. Alabone. He didn't look at the scans. He looked at that and he said, okay, moderate amounts, that's fine. Go to the ER, just any hospital, and get admitted and they'll drain your fluid. So I said, okay. So we get in the car, we drive down to the ER. They took... Can you close the door? It's got a booming voice. They drew my blood, because they always have to draw blood. Got, you know, lab tests and stuff. And because I was having spasms up near my gallbladder, I thought maybe I had gallstones. Well, the only way to discover gallstones is through an ultrasound. So we had an ultrasound done at the ER, but the lady, when we finally got in there, she says, I'm an internist, so I'm, you know, but the regular ultrasound person is going to come in and kind of follow up. But she only came in and did a little bit, so... Then the radiologist looks at the ultrasound and he draws up a report based on the images. So his report said there were only trace amounts of fluid. So when the doctor comes in, he's got the CAT scan report that we'd gotten that day from the imaging center saying one moderate, and one radiologist from the ER saying trace amounts. And he said, I don't know if I could admit you because there's risk of infection if you go to drain, and if there's just trace amounts, it may not be worth the risk, and the guy who would drain may not want to do it. So I don't know what I can do, but I'll try to advocate.
And she's so swollen, she can't even eat or drink everything.
He's basically...
I remember.
And the CAT scan report said it had moved to my ovaries, it had spread, and basically the cancer, and basically he was saying... This whole thing in your stomach is all cancer. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. There's just a little bit of fluid, but it's all cancer. You know, you're just taken over. Basically, you're going to be going to hospice. I mean, that was basically what he was saying. And it was like this shock. All of a sudden, it's like we're just going to get drained, and now we're being told go to hospice or something.
Yeah.
My poor mom, all of us, you know, we were all in devastation. But he said, I will get the hospitalist, which is the hospital doctor that would admit me, to the hospital to see if she could do something. It was Ninka Fillerup on call. She walks in and I just start to bawl. Okay. She loves me. I love her. We, you know, we play violin together and we just have a little relationship here. And she wants to do everything she can for me, but she says, okay, looking at this, I don't think he will let me admit you. I will advocate for you, but I don't think I will. And the only way I could admit you, you would be under the care of an oncologist, and it would probably be Dr. Shu, who is the one that told us our diagnosis in the first place that traumatized us so badly that Damon's like, I love this guy, but I can't work with him. He gave me the most devastating news of my entire life. And I said, I don't want an oncologist. And she knows, because she knows it would just be like prolong my life by it may not even prolong my life. It'll just like kill me and decimate me and the whole thing. So she understands where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
She was between a rock and a hard place and just felt horrible, just horrible. So we were sent away with nothing, literally nothing.
She called the doctor who would have done the operation.
Yeah, and she called the...
He reviewed the charts and he said, I won't do
I
it.
I will not admit
because
her.
Because he said that they were just tracing.
Even though you could see outwardly?
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
But really it was a divine.
Okay,
so the next day, Ninka is getting this impression all day long. Consult with an oncologist. She's like, she doesn't want an oncologist. Consult with an oncologist. So she finally went to Dr. Shu. Do you remember this? Yes, I do. Do you have any suggestions? She doesn't want to go with oncology. What do you suggest? He said, well, there's this doctor that's a home care doctor. She can kind of go in between. She has
water?
Oh, right here. She has contacts with hospice, but she's kind of a precursor. And she could get you meds. Dr. Alabone at the clinic is only open office hours. I don't have access to him on the weekends. I would have a 24-hour connection, and I wouldn't have to go to trauma centers, you know, ERs, every time we are afraid something's going on. We would have a contact that could come to my home. So Damon was starting to feel this panic of all this responsibility and no, he was having some support. He was starting to get a little bit of a team, but he still felt the full weight of it. And he said, do you mind if I contact her? I said, that's fine. She gets in here and she has a home health care nurse who's starting to set up her business. And so she, you know, said, I want you to be part of my business, so I will take you on as a patient. And so she was going to come regularly, daily, every other day, whatever I needed to kind of care for me and that kind of thing. 2 days after I get drained, my abdomen is full again.
I remember that. Yeah.
My doctor, Dr. Alabone, sat down and looked at the scan. He said, you have volumes of fluid. And I am a radiologist. That's his MD degree. He owned 14 scanning image centers in the Houston area, sold them to Memorial Hermann, and then started this clinic.
So they didn't read those correctly because you needed to meet him? Do you feel that way?
Dr. Alabone?
Or the one that
so
you're talking about now.
I didn't get admitted to the hospital and get
so
drained, but I
to get the home health people.
To get the radiologist that really could read the
well,
scans correctly.
Well, Dr. Alabone is a radiologist, so he looked at the scans. He says you have fluid, but I know someone who can get you in. He called the guy and he says, "I've got a busy schedule today. It was Friday. I can get you in this afternoon, but I have to have 2 blood numbers to make sure she won't bleed to death, to make sure it's coagulated." Damon had inadvertently put the ER lab report in his briefcase, pulled it out, saw the 2 numbers, because we would have had to go to LabCorp, get a draw, make it stat. By the time we got the results, it would have been Tuesday, Wednesday. I would have popped, okay? I mean, it's just so...
Down to the wire. Like,
down to
so,
the very second here. Okay, so he looks at it. He says, those numbers are good. He got on the phone with the guy and said, she's coming now. He drained 2.5 liters of fluid from me. 2.5 liters, okay. Again, I fill up. Wait, had I already said that?
Yeah, you said that. So what happened is at the ER on Tuesday, they didn't drain her, and so we were trying to figure out how to get her drained, and Dr. Alabone got it all set up. We were able to get it done on Friday. Which
on
was
Friday.
Miracle.
So by the next week, I was full again. The guy that drained me knew a surgeon who could insert this catheter into me so I could be drained at home. And we had the healthcare nurse who was ordering supplies at the time so that we could start draining at home in my own bed.
And not have to be
back and not and have to be to back hospital. And forth to hospitals or doctor's offices or anything. So I could get drained when I needed to. And she did it enough. I watched her, Damon watched her, that he got trained so that when I started leaking, actually, Damon was able to do it 5 or 6 times because it was like her off day and I needed, and it was leaking, so he was able to do it.
Oh, okay. That had to feel like amazing because...
And this doctor is able to get me meds that are helping my sleep, my nausea, and my pain. She's managing those things. My home health care nurse is taking the day to fly with us to Utah to just be there in case anything happens.
Are you serious?
I am totally serious. And was willing to do it for free. But we're going to pay her because, anyway, I mean, it's just unbelievable. The whole thing, I'm trying to think if there's another little extra end, but...
You know,
she came in and she was going to start, she was thinking of maybe transferring me to hospice. She said, but my mom had said, you are dehydrating, you need fluid.
Yeah.
Because she saw I was deteriorating, and so she was thinking hospice. But I said, I'd really like fluid. She said, well, hospice won't give you a lot of fluid. Unless it's like you're, you know, setting a goal, like you want to have a nice Christmas or something. I said, I have a son getting married 2 days after Christmas out of state. I want to be there. She's like, okay, we'll hold off on hospice. Because that would get rid of my nurse. I'd go to another nurse at the hospice.
Yeah.
And she said, we'll hold off, and I can get you fluid every other day.
Speaking of.
Yeah. I can get you fluid, a fluid bag, every other day. And so now I'm getting drained, and then I'm getting fluid.
Is that helping you so much?
It's hydrating me. It's giving me energy. I've had energy all week. My heart rate was way up high from dehydration. Now it's in the normal. Well, it was at 90 yesterday, but
well, I can tell.
It's like, still very much more normal.
You know what, though? Just what I love about the story that you shared is, I mean, any time that we're in a situation where we don't have a lot of agency or a lot of control, any time the Lord can give us a little tender mercy of agency. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like to be able to be drained at home, like on your own schedule and when you feel like you want it and when you know what I'm saying?
I know.
That
I know.
It's just tender because it's something you have control over.
Yeah.
Like you don't have control over a lot right now.
No, almost nothing.
But like when you have little things that you can still say, this is when I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's gotta just feel awesome for
it
your
is.
Spirit.
It is. I'm not having
I'm
to go
so
into,
happy.
And then now,
and just the freedom to be home.
I know,
and not be, you know.
That's so much better.
Okay, so my sister-in-law swooped in on Sunday just for a day.
Yeah.
She didn't even know what sister-in-law, David's sister. She didn't even know why, but she felt very prompted. She's like, she's got 3 little kids. They're totally in debt. I don't know how she got here. I think she had frequent flyer miles or something. But we've been really struggling with menus. She is this total kitchen connoisseur. She's coming up with all kinds of things. She sent me a text today. How about, I'm thinking of brown rice crispies and peanut butter or almond butter kind of bars for snacks. How does that sound? I said, awesome! And she's like, I will
eating.
Play around
you're
with recipes and send it to Spencer. I mean,
just eating what you
she's
want,
like, what do you think of when I say French toast? What do you think of when I say curry? What do you think of when I say, and I'm like, so it's like, what do you think of, like I said, you know, my most delicious thing right now is a tuna fish sandwich on sourdough bread. Sourdough, if you get it with a natural starter, that natural starter eats the gluten out of the French, out of the sourdough bread. She researched, called places and found a company down semi near the clinic that I was going to that has French bread or sourdough bread that we're going to be able to get, because now we're going down to the clinic 3 days a week, starting today, this week, and they have a nutrient bag for me that's going to build my immune system, B vitamins, selenium, a whole bunch of things, this 250 milliliters, so she's going to give me fluid, just saline, and this nutrient bag. Spencer can pick up the sourdough. I can have like tuna fish sandwiches, organic tuna, and get calories and
yes.
stuff. So it's like, just all these little things. So I'm getting some nutrition from Dr. Alabon's clinic. I've got a few, you know, these weirdo things. I'm trying.
Well, and no matter what happens, like you're, you know, like you have all this, like you can accomplish the things that
I'm
you need to do.
I'm enjoying the season too.
You can accomplish the things that you still want to do.
Right, like the books, my personal progress, stuff like that. I'm so excited. So anyway, I just want to share this with everybody. It's like a miracle inside of this whole big, beautiful story that's kind of a nightmare.
But the Lord loves you.
He does. I feel it. And it's just, it's the most miraculous thing. It's like, I think 8 doctors involved, but none of them really kind of, you know, they all just kind of chain linked
from
each other.
It's almost like a spiritual chess game, mm-hmm. and you see how the Lord
is maneuvering
the pieces.
And it's so that.
You know what? When I was involved with Jim's baptism, that's what was so amazing to me, is I literally watched how the Lord
placed people.
Yeah, it was like, okay, from this angle and this angle and this experience and this. And then, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, I'm just coming in the middle of the chess game. I didn't even see the setup, and I didn't even see all the movement before, you know. And I was just one little pawn. There were lots of, you know, pawns.
Exactly.
That's what's so amazing, and that's what just helps us understand that there's so much that we don't see. There's so much mm-hmm. that we don't understand, but we can trust those times that we do see, and we can trust the times that when the Lord is tender with us, you know. And
totally.
That just makes me so happy.
It's such a miracle. I know.
I'm just so happy. And like, it's just been wonderful to see just the change in you, like in the last few weeks, and just, you know, you're just amazing. I'm just so proud of you too.
Thanks.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
This is your first time doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody gets to practice having cancer.
No. Nope.
Have you noticed that?
I know people who are on their third time.
So I don't really have advice for you. Just trying to love you.
I don't have advice for anybody. I don't.
But you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I mean, I can imagine Heavenly Father's pretty proud of you. I would be.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
You look beautiful. You always are. But you look especially.
Well, thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for letting me share and getting that recorded, hon. Yeah, you can turn it off.